Right off the bat, want to come in hot and say fuck real quick, just right off the bat.
You're making work for me, dude.
Yeah, but it's literally going to be 2 seconds of work.
I'm just
I
gonna
tell.
bleep it to
Okay,
give the
yeah.
tea. I'm just gonna bleep the one thing and then
Yeah.
just like, who are we
Yeah.
talking about? You'll never
You'll never
know.
know. You'll never know.
You will never freaking even know, dude.
It's definitely. Oh, if I just start saying it throughout the podcast?
Had no, please, just a one time is fine.
One time. What if I did it
One
right now?
time. Don't.
This person's favorite band is the Goo Goo
Dude,
Dolls.
I talked to Hunter
No,
about
just
this.
kidding.
I
Nothing
swear.
but love for Big Red.
I swear I talked to Hunter about this. We were on the
Please.
way back from Bristol and it was like, okay. I was like, hey, that dude's favorite band is the Goo Goo Dolls. He goes, I literally almost quit becoming friends with him. He's like, we were on a car ride and he started playing it. And he's like, Nick, you have got to play something else. I was
I can
like,
only listen to Iris so many times.
yeah, I don't even know. They've got like two songs that I
I've never
know.
heard. I can't tell you what the second song is.
There's Iris and there's like one more that's like a hit from
They
them.
got one from the credits of Treasure Planet.
One from the credits of Treasure Planets and then one from the opening of Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Haven't seen that movie. Dude, Hawk Nelson's in that movie.
That's what I was talking about. Bring him out. Isn't
Bring him out is in there. Dude, okay, so like I went on this like deep dive to see what Hawk Nelson's up to.
Yeah, what are they doing? Are they doing
So
anything?
Jonathan, the guitar player,
Yeah.
he deconstructed. So he left the band. So the band is like completely
He's the one that
disbanded
took over when Jason left, though,
when
right?
Jason left, yeah.
Right. And they did a
And
few stupid
like worship
like
albums.
K-Love songs. They didn't do a worship album. They did K-Love Christian rap songs.
K-Love shit, yeah.
Yeah.
And but Jason's in a pop punk band of again, and it's not like it's good. I was listening to some of it. I was like, yeah, dude, I can't wait for this album to come out. It's gonna be good.
That's crazy. I wonder how they look at their bodies of work.
I love his voice. I'm
Yeah.
a big fan of Jason.
Well, like some of those guys that like I don't think they maybe they do, you know what I mean? But I don't think enough credit is given to some of those Christian artists in those realms that gave an alternative sound that truly at the time was, I know it sounds stupid what I'm about to say, but they were going against the grain of like popular Christian media.
Yeah, they
By
weren't
creating
Stephen
a
Curtis
space,
Chapman. Yeah.
yeah,
For the kids.
for different types of music, literally,
Yeah.
because that's like because Hawk Nelson is Christian punk, and that didn't exist. You know, they were some of the people that started that stuff, so
Yeah,
that's
you
cool.
got your like your MXPX, your Reliant K, your
Yeah,
dude, my friend went and saw MXPX at
really.
House of Blues the other day for like their It's like the 30th anniversary of their first album or something. It's
You
crazy.
know who else is one of the forerunners that I love a lot?
Hit me.
The guys that play this theme.
We're talking about Dog Cops, baby. We gotta have Nick and Greg
Yeah,
back
I
on.
miss old Nicky.
I miss Nick. I miss Greg. Nick, I hope you're listening. Greg, I know you're listening. I love you, buddy. You're one of my best friends.
Congrats on the new baby, old boy.
Two kids. He's
You
got a
never knew it,
daughter.
man.
He's got a baby daughter.
I got four dogs and they pull everything out of me.
Let me tell you right now, Greg. It's time to get it snipped.
Yeah, just go ahead. Just do it yourself. DIY.
Get in there with a pair of wire cutters.
Just go in the
Just
bathroom. I've heard it's the blue wire.
the wrong wire, you're gonna blow up your nuts.
It's like a Mission Impossible scene, but it's a guy in the bathroom giving himself a snip.
Just snipping his vas deferens. In
Just getting
a
a
public
vasectomy.
restroom, he's in the hand. Handy
Is this
crapper.
too much? Oh gosh.
No, get in there. Come
Are
on,
you
let's go.
sure? I don't
Yeah,
think you know what
dude.
I'm about to say, dude.
I want to know.
We talk about crazy like coat hanger abortions, but like, have we heard about like crazy vasectomies? Like,
Has
is that a
ever been a
thing that people are out
vasectomy
here doing?
accident?
No, just like a crazy homemade
Yeah.
vasectomy. Someone's had to have done
Oh,
it.
for sure. Also, the first guy to ever do it was probably in there just like with like an old pair of shears.
The
Like,
internet's got to have something to say about this.
hey guys, this is a joke, dumb, dumb podcast.
Yeah, don't take anything we say seriously.
Please. No one has so far.
Yeah,
But when
thank
we
you.
get famous, when we make $1 million, because I say it every day, someone's going to pull this up and be like, these guys are encouraging you guys to cut your nuts. And I don't want anybody out there to cut their nuts. I want that to be known.
Okay.
Please don't cut your nuts.
Don't do it, dude. So here's the deal.
Because there is a vast difference between getting a vasectomy
He's a
and taking
professional,
some.
folks. He's
Yeah,
a stinking professional.
and taking some nail clippers and snipping your gimmick.
So they recommend you not do a vasectomy yourself, but there are companies that offer like a home concierge vasectomy. They come
That's
to
cool.
you, do it in your house.
It's like when you can get a Safe Light to come
Yeah.
repair your windshield. They can come and cut your nuts too.
And like you're showing people around your house and you're like, this is the room that I got my vasectomy in.
This is where Chet and Danny came in and snipped my nut sack.
Gosh, that's it would be crazy, right? Like, surely someone's done it. There's got to be
I would want to
documented.
have it at home, though. That's where I would want it done.
Okay, so there's people that ask this question a lot on the internet.
Of course there is. It's the internet, baby. You heard of the hot tub for your nuts? No, seriously. So, if you warm, so what doctors have told me.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was reading a very funny comment I'd like to read.
No, yeah, you can read that next. But what doctors have told me is before I have intercourse to try to have a child, just for the future, who knows?
Yeah.
Before you have, you don't take a hot bath because, like, the warm water will legit, like, not kill the sperm, but keep the sperm from like going where they need to go.
Yeah, because they're relaxing, dude.
Yeah, they're
I can't
chilling. They're in
not
the
get
hot
no
tub.
more in a jacuzzi and relax, dude.
Yeah, and I can't not get in a jacuzzi and put my dick up against the jet.
Stay
I'm gonna
calm, dude.
do
Stay calm. Anyway,
it.
so someone asked on Kiora, how do you give yourself a vasectomy? And this only has one upvote. It's the only answer, but this is from a year ago. He says, are you actually asking that question? First, just so you get ready and want to check your self-operation skills, take a sharp knife or scalpel if you have one, then bend over and pull your cock out of the way. Then take the scalpel and cut the web between your thumb and forefinger really deep. If you can do that, then find a medical journal with a picture of your scrotum, in parentheses, ball sack, and enjoy.
And enjoy.
So basically, no one's done it. And here's the thing, it's because it's men, right? And we could have a very serious conversation, but I don't think we should. We listen, I'm really into metamodernism right now. And that's like saying, I think it's a way I communicate. I think it's a way a lot of our generation communicates as well. But that's say using irony to get to sincerity,
Yes.
essentially.
Yeah. So it starts with a joke.
Right.
And
Right,
then
right,
it's
right.
like, but like, what do you think happens when we die?
We're self-aware of the ironic things we are saying, and I hope it comes off as ironic comedy.
Yeah, we're not te like I said, I cannot reiterate this enough. Don't cut your nuts.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah. Some guy's gonna hear this and be like, the
You
nice
can.
boys said go for it,
You
and
could take your nuts and put them in a George Foreman grill.
yeah. Dude.
Yeah, just and then the fat drips
Yeah.
right out.
Get you a good freaking get your toast going, get your bacon going, slap those eggs on there after you got them off the grill.
Mm-hmm.
You got you a good little breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, and then take the eggs off and then put your huevos on.
Incredible.
Yeah, I'm a professional comedian.
He's doing it, folks. It's real.
This is jokes.
This kind of segue into what I was wanting to talk
about. Segue. Gross.
Yeah, dude. Gross. Disgusting. The irony thing, because I was watching Shane Gillis today, and I was showing him to a coworker who had never seen it before. This coworker, like I said, I work construction. He's a redneck and voted for Trump. So I'm showing him the Trump stuff. He does.
I showed my mom the Trump stuff last night.
What'd she think? This is interesting.
She loved it. She loved it. She thinks he's really funny. She also really loved the Down syndrome bits.
Yeah, I showed him that too. I showed him the tail end of that bit leading into Trump. But it was interesting because Gillis, I think, is doing the irony into sincerity.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to watch someone who held those opinions in a
legitimate fashion.
Legitimate, serious way.
Yeah.
And their reaction to it. He thought it was funny, but it was just interesting just watching him.
He's a
him.
Funny guy, dude.
Yeah, no, Gillis, that stand-up's incredible. But I just thought it was funny to watch
He died reaction. Like a dog.
Not these guys, not our guys. Our guys went through the wall.
Through the wall. We took dogs, beautiful dogs.
I said, why are you crying, Abu?
My favorite part of that whole bit is I went and I watched that speech after.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Verbatim. He did not change a single word that Donald Trump said. That's exactly what he said.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's free comedy.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm really excited for the debates.
Let's see what happens, dude. I don't keep up with any of it, but if somehow the Trump man gets into it, man, I'll probably be watching.
He's in it.
Yeah, dude.
He won the nomination.
Yeah, he did.
Insane.
Because that's what we need, dude. We need, listen, if there's one thing we need, dude, we need more septuagenarians and octogenarians leading our country, dude. That's exactly what we need.
What we need is people that haven't been able to control their bowels for the last 10 years run this country. Let them poop their pants and sign into law the things that are going to make me not have Social Security when I get old.
I need people that got to put their teeth in to eat to tell me what to do.
I want them to smell like Fix-A-Dent.
it's very exciting. It's very fun.
I gotta tell you, I'm excited for fake teeth.
Why?
When I lose my teeth, when I get old,
yeah,
and they start falling out, I'm stoked to get a new set of chompers, dude.
What are you gonna do with them?
I probably get the ones that wind up. And then just do bits. Just pull
and just
them out
chew
of
the food.
And just chatter around the table. And we all have a good time. My grandkids are like, aw, Papaw.
They'll probably call you Peepaw, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what do you think my grandpa name would be?
What do you want it to be? You kind of get to set that tone.
I want my grandkids to call me Gary Taylor.
Old Bill went for Pops.
Pops is good. Pops is solid.
Yeah.
It's not too kitschy. It's not stupid. Yeah. Like, it's not like I let the grandkid name me and now my name is Mam Pampy.
Yeah.
Or my grandpa name is Pampers.
That's
know,
good.
Like, yeah.
Lisa went for Mimi and then
Mimi and Pops is good.
And then St. Janetta is Meemaw, and that's
Meemaw,
that's also kind of like a sweet thing because that's what we called her mom was Meemaw. So like,
yeah, that's adorable. What'd you guys, you guys call her Mamaw, right?
Yeah.
And what's Gary Taylor? Gary Taylor's Gary Taylor.
Papaw
Gary.
Yeah.
Dude, Gary Taylor watches the coolest shit when I go over to his house.
He's always got something spectacular
on. Like
either an action movie or a soap opera, and that's what he's into these days.
He likes his stories, man.
They watch soap operas, dude. They're into them.
Dude, I feel like I'd get really into them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they're nonsense, right? Like, there's lots of drama.
It's pro wrestling.
Yeah, I just don't think I could, like, I think for me, it takes itself a little too seriously. Like, I definitely need the irony. That's why I like wrestling, is because it's a little stupid. Like, yeah. I need a little.
Fucking great right now.
Yeah, it's
The Rock said the F word the other day.
As he should have, dude. Listen, we don't have to get into it. And I know people like Cody. But it's just like, it's not good TV. It's like, people were mean to my daddy. And that's why I'm going to wrestle for to be the big bad man. Because people were mean to my daddy.
I'm the daddy now.
And that's, I don't know. It's just, Cody's story ended at WrestleMania last year. And this year's been a wash.
I think he's going to win.
Yeah, of course he's going to win. Did you see the people that were saying that, like, night one is going to be Infinity War and night two is going to be Endgame? But here's the thing. If Cena and Austin show up to be on Cody's side, I can't help it, dude.
Yeah,
I'm going to lean that way. I hope Cody gets shot, but I want Cena and Austin to.
You want him to get assassinated in the ring.
Not dead, but maybe they just, like, blow off one of his calves or something.
Or, like, hit him in the elbow.
Yeah, just tear up his weenus.
Just absolutely mutilate the man's weenus. And please, guys, again, I have to reiterate, do not cut your nuts.
Yeah, don't cut your nuts. Don't cut your weenus. It's weird. And put lotion and sunscreen on your epidermis, you little freaks.
Yeah, I need you guys to rub it down, flip it, and reverse it.
Do the dishes, flip the chicken. Get it done.
Everybody knows that. Pour the cornflakes back into the box.
That's how the magic happens.
And basically, that's how babies are made.
You think that happened, like, when they put it in the bowl? I don't think so.
In the nutshell, we just explained to you the reproductive system of a human being.
And that's how you do a vasectomy.
You can follow me on. There yet, but that's
dude, that's like the mummy ride fake out. Mm-hmm. That we just mummy ride faked out, you guys, dude. You fools.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I tore up my hand this week. I've had it, like, Tuesday was so rough. I don't know.
Yeah, because you were jacking off too hard.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what it was. It had nothing to do with the 90-pound concrete bricks I was lifting for 3 days last week. And then Monday.
Yeah, but your dick is 120 pounds, so I don't know why it'd be much of a difference. God, that would suck.
That's where I carry all my weight, and that's why I can't get skinny.
Yeah. Maybe if you gave yourself a vasectomy, you'd lose about 45 pounds.
I'm hoping so. But the more weight you carry,
two cantaloupes down,
the more hog you gain, you know?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Every 30 pounds is half an inch of hog.
Mm-hmm.
Folks. Anyway, I'm not in a cast. I tore ligaments in my hand. There's, like, nothing you can do for it. So I just have, like,
you go to the dong turd?
I went to a video doctor.
Okay. And
yeah, just describe symptoms. Because I don't have swelling or anything, but, like, my hand, you know what I mean? Like,
it's just a waited out situation.
Yeah, there's literally nothing they can do. It's like, hey, here's a little bit stronger ibuprofen and wrap it up. And, like, that's all I can do for it. So, and just
you,
like,
ice it or anything?
I mean, yeah, he said you could ice it and lift heavy stuff. But, like, since it happened, I haven't had the time to sit down and do that with my schedule this week. But
you've been a busy boy.
Yeah. Easter's coming up. That's a big deal.
That's the WrestleMania of Jesus.
It's Jesus's WrestleMania is this Sunday, dude.
Yep. He's going to come in and he's going to steal death, hell, and the grave again.
He's going to put the hurting on him. And he always does. It happens every
year. He's going to put that jabroni Satan in
the booking. Kind of sucks if we're being honest. It's just the same thing.
Yeah, we know what's going to happen.
But it's good.
I saw a TikTok right before I got on here of a guy that was at, like, an Easter play, and just jumps on stage and starts beating the shit out of the Roman soldiers. It was awesome.
Yeah, dude. That's
He's
what
like,
I
I'm
want.
changing history, dude. I'm pulling Jesus off that cross.
We don't need like a serious. We need to. There's got to be a way we can revamp it. You can hit the serious stuff, but there's got to be. Oh my gosh. Who's that girl? Dude, I did you watch? Did I send you like the church plays essay thing? Like the church play universe thing? Dude, it's like
Yeah.
a video essay by this girl. It's
No, you didn't
incredible.
send me that. I need to
I will
watch
send
that.
it to you. It's like an hour and a half, dude. It's so awesome.
Yeah,
It's
because
right up your alley.
only gay guys play Pontius Pilate.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That actually, that's what I know for a fact is that only gay dudes play Pontius Pilate in
There's
church
no, we have
plays.
nothing against gay dudes.
Right. But
There's a certain one that we don't like the
there's a
most.
certain one, and we're not
His
naming
favorite
names. We bleeped it out at the beginning of the podcast, dude.
Band is the Goo Goo Dolls.
Is
Just kidding. No, we love Big Red. We're
His
big Big
favorite
Red
band is
fans.
the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, dude.
That'd be crazy if that was your favorite band.
Yeah, dude. There's some lame people out there. That's you might want to check and see what your mom's favorite band is. No
Let me
offense.
grab my phone.
No, you don't got to call her. I'm just
No,
saying.
we gotta get Saint Sandy on. I
No,
got a couple questions for Saint
we
Sandy.
don't need to. We don't need to. I'm just saying, like, you just need to check in on her. Have you decided if you're gonna hang out with her on Easter Sunday? I got a vamp. Chain smells like beef.
What were you saying about me?
Nothing, Bubby.
We'll see. We get Saint Sandy on the horn. What day is it?
Thursday.
She's at home. $5 to donuts. Her favorite band's Mercy Me.
You think so?
That's my wager. What do you think?
Who's the guys that sing Arise, My Love? New song. I'm saying
Oh,
new
you might
song.
be right.
I'm saying new song, dude.
She's not picking up. Hey, you busy?
No, not really. I was praying with Robin.
Hell yeah. A couple
What were they
questions.
praying about?
Where are
Don't
you
talk about Teletubbies. I ain't answering.
No, this is not about Teletubbies. Who's your favorite band?
My favorite band.
Yeah.
New song, new
My
song.
favorite band.
Yeah.
New song, new song.
Can I name one from every genre?
Sure.
She listens to different genres.
We're the Kingdom.
Okay.
Kingdom. Okay, that's a
And
new one.
new, I guess they're alternative. Crab Family and Southern Gospel.
Hell yeah.
DC Talk back in the day.
Okay.
Back in the day. Two
Petra
Honks.
back in the day.
Petra.
Petra?
Yeah, dude.
It's like Judas Kiss.
Oh, Cats and Crowns and Phyllis Craig and Dean. Yes. And
Yes.
Mercy Me.
What'd I say, Mercy Me? What'd I say, dude?
How does
I
she.
told you it was Mercy Me.
Did you hang up on her?
No.
Ask her how she feels about new song.
Mercy Me. Cats and Crowns
You're
and
missing a
Phyllis
big
Craig.
one.
Okay, what's the big one?
You know who it is. We've seen them live probably more than any other band.
New song.
That's it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Arise my, I unironically,
Rise, My Love's a
Arise My
banger.
Love fucking rips. It's a good song.
It'll get
You
you
could say
there.
that word without cussing.
Say what word?
You could say that
Double down,
statement
double
without
down, double
cussing
down.
a
Which
statement.
one? The fuck word?
Don't say that.
What word?
That's the
Fuck?
word. Don't say that.
You're gonna kill your mom. Her blood
You
pressure's
won't
through the
say it.
roof.
I'm not saying
You
it.
won't
Say it,
say it.
coward.
I'm
Say it,
not.
coward.
I ain't a coward. I ain't stupid.
Real quick, can you just list off a list of things that I wasn't allowed to watch because they were satanic?
I can't remember. Pokemon.
Pokemon's a satanic, got it.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh is
Yeah, of
satanic.
course. Pocket Monsters.
New song satanic.
This song was not satanic.
So we were making bets to see, not actual, we weren't gambling, don't worry.
Yeah. Ask
I'm
her
not.
who she likes more between Mercy Me and New Song.
Okay, if you had, and we were like, who's her favorite band? And I said said Mercy Me, and Austin said New Song, and now we need to know who you like more.
Who I like more?
Yeah, between New Song and Mercy Me. I can only imagine what your answer is going to be. And I think it'll be a red letter day before we find out.
I don't know any of the songs. I don't care that much.
I got it's more than good news, it's great news.
I don't know that song, but
now the riff and bitch.
That's a new, Mercy Me. And one thing for sure, you can't keep a good man down.
That's damn right. Hell yeah.
Quit your cussing.
Fuck yeah.
What else?
Praise the damn Lord.
Hey! You're blaspheming!
I'll blaspheme all over this fucking town, dude.
No, don't blaspheme! Oh, sweet Jesus, don't let him die alone.
She's interceding at the throne of grace live on the podcast, folks. You can't. This is a free podcast.
He knows not what he's saying, Lord Jesus. He don't know what he's saying.
Father, forgive him, for he knows not what he does.
Austin, send Saint Sandy the Zoom code right now so you can get in on this. So, welcome to the podcast, Saint Sandy.
Thank you.
Why do you say that? But if you're sung, like, we call my grandma Saint Jonetta, but you act like a saint. That's why we're calling you a saint.
I ain't a saint.
It's a sign of respect. I don't know why you can't just take it as such.
Thank you, but I don't deserve it.
She said I ain't a saint.
A saint?
I ain't a saint.
Austin, ain't, you're going to quote me. Quote me right now, bud.
They saint us because they ain't us.
They saint us because they ain't us.
That ain't what I said. Don't misquote me. I said, a saint I ain't.
There you go. So let's get back into this, things that were satanic when I was a kid. You want to talk about how you threw away all my Batman toys?
No, I don't.
I played the fifth.
I think that's kind of the whole point of this podcast. There's no law. There's no judge. There's no jury. There's no executioner.
Yeah, we're not trying to like put you away for life. We're just trying to.
We'll get my dad on if we're wanting somebody to go to jail. He did some crazy stuff.
Yeah,
I just want to hear about you throwing away Batman toys.
I don't know. And you know what? Aunt Janie bought you those for Christmas. They were.
I know.
Shout out.
Shout out Aunt Janie. Aunt Janie always gave me the coolest gifts.
And she said, when she bought you some more toys, she says, do not throw these away.
Yeah.
And
what
so,
did you do?
I was.
So you want to explain why?
Because.
You explained this to me the other day.
Is Janie older than you, Miss Sandy?
Yes, she's 15
and years old. And you disrespected your elders after she specifically said not to throw that away?
Well, no, yeah, she didn't say that until after I threw it away. She didn't say that until after I threw them away because I guess she has Shane. Shane was your Batman toys. Mom threw them away.
Wow.
Do you want to explain why? Because I think it's hilarious. The reasoning is so funny and I can't wait for you to hear this.
I was watching Batman cartoon. Me and Shane, Robin, I guess. And Batman was talking about European Union. And I said, oh, no.
And the European Union is what?
10 countries.
Uh-huh.
And
which was also, when you were a kid, you found out that a youth pastor told you that the European Union would be
the 10 horns of the beast. The 10 toes of the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. That was clay and iron. That was clay.
Yeah.
That was the European Union.
The European Union were Nebuchadnezzar's toes.
And the dream, the image that he had in the dream.
Right.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Yeah, dude. We're talking about some deep state stuff, dude. And that's why she threw away my bat cave.
Because of the European Union, dude.
Because of the European Union. And that's why I wanted to have Saint Sandy on, because I couldn't just say that on the pod. I needed it to come out of the horse's mouth.
No letters. Make sure nobody writes me any letters.
No one is going to write you letters. They love you. Listen.
Make sure you put her P.O. box in the description.
Yeah, we're going to. If you have emails, send them to Sandra's iPhone at
at centurylink.com.
No, but scratch the Nebuchadnezzar stuff. What is the European Union?
Matthew Henry's commentary. That was the European Union, and the 10 toes of the thing was the 10 horns of the beast.
It's basically opening the door for the Antichrist.
Who was the guy that said this? Who is this guy?
Matthew Henry. He wrote a commentary on the Bible in the early late 1800s.
Does he have any credentials?
I don't think so. I think he worked for Progressive Insurance.
He got a good deal on Geico and left Progressive.
Man, Sandy, you're out here taking advice from a guy that has two first names? Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you're taking your advice from a firsty-firsty?
Huh. Well,
Trevor?
So, in the commentary, does he describe what the European Union is, or does he just bring it up and then not talk about it again?
Well, what happened was...
What happened was...
I was a youth.
Okay.
And I didn't read the commentary personally.
Okay.
My youth pastor did, and he was bringing that up in adult Sunday school class. Whenever I was in adult Sunday school class,
in the horny Sunday school class, the one, yeah, where we get down to the nitty gritty, it gets horny in there in the adult one.
What are you telling you? Hush! Don't be talking like that. And he was talking about it, and that the European Union kept on sticking in the back of my head. So I never thought about it in my life until that man brought it up. And I thought, oh no, we can't have that.
But also, if you look at the context of Batman, it was supposed to be set in like a noir time, like the 60s, when the European Union happened.
Yeah.
So he was just talking about what was relevant in the news, and you thought, oh, Batman is clearly the 10 horns of the Antichrist.
Well, I
we
didn't
still,
know.
And we
why
still
would
just don't know
a
what the European Union is.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why in the world would a cartoon geared at children talk about the stinking European Union? What does
what
kids do?
The European
why
Union?
Don't they go with the Flintstones or something? You know? Yeah, but you have
the Flintstones talked about it?
No.
Yeah, the Flintstones, the Jetsons. Yeah.
They did not.
You're out here sending shots at George Jetson, Sandy?
No way. I love George Jetson.
You're throwing a sprocket at him, dude?
Ruh-roh, George.
Oh my gosh,
you're so much fun, Sandy. I love you so much.
I love you too.
What is like so we don't know what the European Union is, but Batman starts talking about it one day and then just a flip switches.
Yeah, so she flips. Said I Sorry. She goes, what, you didn't hear it because you were stepped away, but she said, I didn't hear anything about the European Union from that time in youth group until I watched that episode of Batman. So obviously this is the devil.
So because of some guy who we don't know, who has two,
who has two first names,
told your Bible Sunday school teacher.
No, my Bible Sunday school teacher, youth director, read it in the commentary when he's studying on the end times. And Daniel, look at Daniel and Revelation run hand in hand.
And so, and we still just like, We don't know what the European Union is. It doesn't mean anything necessarily. You never. But it was
enough to ruin a childhood of a boy.
Well, last year, a couple years ago, whenever it was.
Well, I think you'd be happy to know.
UK.
I was getting ready to say, you'd be happy with Brexit then.
UK left the European Union.
So they just chopped off one of the beast's toes.
I guess. Somebody else probably took its place, I'm sure. Probably United States of America.
Are you Googling the European Union right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where Batman talked about the European Union.
He was like in this business meeting.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to know. I want to know your version of it. Yeah, your recollection of it. Actually, I don't want to know whatever.
Yeah, we don't need to actually watch that episode.
Yeah.
No, I don't want you to, but he was talking to this boy,
liar
man, and turned around and said something about the European Union. That's all I heard. Because it like.
Well, how do you know Batman wasn't trying to take down the European Union? He might have been on your side.
He could have been, but I wasn't listening.
But you just heard European Union and we're off to the races.
You just, that was enough to sound the alarm.
Robin said my legs got tired from jumping to conclusions.
Robin's got quips, dude. Robin's sweet with the pickle juice. But,
incredible.
So that's why you threw away my Batman toys.
I'm sorry.
The other thing, let me tell you.
I can't take that back. It's in the past under the blood.
No, it's all good. Let me talk about the other thing that I wasn't allowed to be into because of this. So funny, dude. You're going to love this.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't watch wrestling.
Okay. Any mother in their right mind would not let you watch wrestling.
She's right about
that. I was in my
mind. Let me give you the reason.
Because you would act it out.
No. That wasn't it. No, the reason that you wouldn't let me like Stone Cold Steve Austin was because you said that Austin 3:16 was a verse in the Satanic Bible.
That's what one of the ladies at church said.
Were you reading the Satanic Bible? How did you know this?
I don't
know. No, she listened to some idiot conspiracy theorist that went to our church forever. And this lady always had some crackpot theory about the end times. And that was the one that stuck. And then I just couldn't say Austin 3:16 because that was in the Satanic Bible, according to that one lady. No sources.
That's crazy.
Don't fact check me. Don't fact check me. Is that what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't think you're allowed to say that now because they're called gay people, Mom. You can't say that.
I'm not saying fact check. I didn't say nothing about being. What are you saying? Don't say that. I didn't say such a thing.
She said it, not me, dude.
I didn't say such a thing. F-A-C-T. Fact.
Fact check. F-A-T-T.
When did you find out?
F-A-C-T.
Quit saying it, Sandy. Please. You're going to get canceled.
You're going to get canceled. Please stop.
We're just testing. When did we stop hanging out with the crazy lady? When did we realize, like, oh, maybe she was wrong about some stuff? When did that click?
Yesterday when I brought it up.
No.
I'm going to quit talking to her every week. I'm going to quit calling her because.
Right before we left Indiana.
Okay.
About a few years before we left Indiana.
Figured out, like, okay, maybe.
Maybe this lady was
rocker. Yeah, what made you realize that?
I don't want to discuss it.
Okay.
That's fine. How do you feel if somebody's favorite band is the Goo Goo Dolls?
Who's that?
Yeah. How do you feel about the Goo Goo Dolls?
I never heard of them in my lifetime.
They're kind of like the Teletubbies.
They're not at all like the Teletubbies.
The Foo Fighters, like Uncle Si was talking about.
No, Foo Fighters are good.
I don't know Goo Goo Dolls.
What do you think about this pizza hat?
That's cute.
Thank you.
That is a cute pizza hat.
That's cute. I like it.
Do you have any questions for Saint Sandy before we let her go?
A saint I ain't.
Put that on a t-shirt, dude. We're going to make $1 million.
The saint I ain't.
We'll throw you a couple bucks off the back of that. Don't worry.
Yeah. Are you going to be voting in the election this year?
Yes, probably. I don't know. I didn't vote primaries because I never had time.
You voting for the big orange?
We voting for him? Our guy?
We doing it? We doing it?
Our hero?
Jesus,
the man that
hero. If he
the truth, the man that can save this country, come on.
Jesus is the only one who can save this country.
Well, if that was the case, we would be better Christians, I guess. But I'm talking about the real guy that can save this country.
Jesus.
Jesus wasn't born in the United States. He can't run for president.
Care.
That's right. Yeah, actually,
know,
and he's not old enough to be president. He died before he was old enough to be president.
Yeah, so he died at 33. You have to be 35 to be president.
Oh, he just missed the cut.
As a man, well, he's not president. He's King of Kings. He's better than that.
And
bigger
Lord
and better.
Hell yeah!
Quit your cussing, Shane.
So, hey, let's raise a hallelujah.
Mom, this is this podcast.
Oh, I love that song. Let's raise a hallelujah.
You can raise a hallelujah, but you can't raise your kids to keep their Batman toys.
Shane, I messed up. Raising
it's all good. It's, Mom, I'm not even worried about it. This is just a fun joke.
You know when you said that a few weeks ago? I was already thinking about how I was treating you, and I couldn't forgive myself.
Oh,
I was messed up.
Mom, no bummers. We're going to bring it back to the comedy.
No,
it's okay.
Very sweet.
You did a good job. You did a good job raising me.
Well, evidently not. You're blaspheming and cussing all over the place.
Sometimes I do both.
Lord willing, I'm going to be voting.
We can keep this.
Well,
I think
Bible.
That's a funny stopping point.
Yeah.
Do what?
Who are you going to vote for?
President Cheeto Head.
Are you going to vote for Cheeto Head?
Robin called him Cheeto Head.
What's his name?
If he would give God the glory, he reminds me of Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible.
Who?
Has anybody checked that guy's toes?
No, Shane, it was a dream of a visual image.
He's trying to do stuff with the European Union.
Batman was trying to warn us.
He probably was. I wasn't paying attention. All I heard was European Union.
Well, on that note, you can follow me on all forms of social media at Shane is Rad. You could follow the podcast at Nice Boys Podcast. Follow Austin at Colonel Austin Jones. Our theme song is Outrageous off the EP Zang by the band Dog Cops. Please send nudes to Dog Cops. Mom, you going to send a nude to Dog Cops for us?
No, thank you very much, kind sir.
I guess you just don't support local music. That's fine.
I ain't going to send naked pictures to him. Lord God Almighty.
Pokemon garbage!